Do you think it's worse being a man or a woman?
Wait a minute. What is the question?
Voice of reason.
Women say, oh, it's much worse being a woman.
What?
Testicle hair.
Clapping Clark.
You superficial, judgmental jackass.
Just PWs?
When I was sexually assaulted, I yelled, come back.
Gas man.
That makes sense now.
Beautiful, lovely, talented Tiffany. What do you think 1,200 women said is worse about being a man?
Oh. Probably dealing with a woman.
Everybody says.
Which came first, the word orange or the naming of the fruit orange?
So somebody came out of their hut one day and said, hey, guys, I just invented this new word. It's orange. Well, what is it? Oh, you'll see.
I'm just getting straight to it. And that's what needs to be done here.
Well, you know, it's called Spike on the mic. not Tiffany on the whipping it.
I'm going to need an assistant or somebody with a flip phone.
Never be no tall pope.
Just give us an example of an ugly woman.
Who sang that song, We Got a Fast Car?
That's a woman?
Not necessarily.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. If, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear laughter in my voice, it's something that's an inside joke or that happened during the premium hour on the Spike on the Mic Show, so I'm watching this clock. So I'm trying to get to 7:06 or 7:07. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are here at our Palusha Studios at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue. Is where we make the magic, is where the sounds go through your eardrums, and we are here to give you some knowledge of nuggets. But of course, I can't do this alone, and I won't do this alone, so without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, he's always in my peripheral vision. See, if I turn my head, I will not see him. He is the man we like to call Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, I would say happy Martin Luther King Day, but it's not. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like someone who agrees with everything.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting show then. I'm thinking.
No, it's not.
Damn. Well, the guy who's putting the music through your eardrums, we like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the guy who doesn't agree with a single thing.
Yeah, but what about...
Oh, I agree.
Okay, I see the theme. We'll just ruin all that right now because we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason
only.
No,
don't say that.
I thought you was agreeing with me.
No, I no longer agree.
Captain Clark, do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
We're here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen, one reason only, and he is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking really nice tonight. We've got a really great show ahead of us, I'm sure. I haven't seen the topics yet, but I think they're going to be really, really good.
And
I bet he's
right. We have
right.
a couple of special guests tonight. Which
wow. Come on.
Looking
Would you
forward
stop
to hearing
so from. That Spike could sit down?
extra
he can't
special
sit down guest. With your
Come
nose
on.
Up.
Listen. Don't get mad because
it's
going to
be a great show.
Thank you. All right. Well, since it's going to be a great show, well, we got to filibust for 3 minutes.
No. Just ignore that silly thing he said.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then.
Let's go on with the show.
Yeah. This person here, he knows everything. We like to call him an idiot and a savant. So we like to call him Bill Smocks. Bill Smocks, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like sorrow to NBA fans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Way to just crash and burn the show.
Yeah,
well,
thanks.
I wasn't ready. I was ready at 7:07.
Why are you sorrow like an NBA fan?
Yeah. All NBA fans have sorrow right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, come on. Come on, you know why.
All right, I wanted Bill Smocks to say it.
Well, aren't NBA fans all like sorrowful that Kobe Bryant yesterday.
Yeah, that is. Way to just bring the show down.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, it's the purveying topic other than impeachment and Kobe Bryant.
We have
China flu or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Coronavirus.
Well, you fail to realize that on this show here, we are...
We talk about three things.
Don't say it.
Not time for that.
Don't say it, really. Because we have to go ahead and
save that for 707?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Save that for... Now, the next voice you hear is the lovely, the talented, our resident beauty, Tiffanis. Tiffanis, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like this cool weather has been here, sticking around us all week.
Yeah, we don't like that, actually?
I love it. It needs to get colder.
No.
We had a cold weather...
Pump it out.
Wow.
We had cold weather like
Pump
2 days ago.
It out.
Quit being greedy.
No, get colder.
I don't think I've ever heard weather referred to as pump it out.
Pump it out. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Pump it out. Wow.
Right. Well, to go ahead and round out this award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic show, we have a guest who you guys probably had heard a long time ago, but she's been away from us. She's been doing big things. She's been... doing big things. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anybody who leaves here does big things.
That's right. They launched my career.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is welcome back to the show, the lovely, talented, Miss Beautiful, Tina. Tina, how you sticking?
Wow.
I'm not sticking that well. I almost forgot my name there.
Okay, hold on a second. What makes you think that I forgot your name?
That's true. You
that long pregnant pause?
Yeah.
The pregnant pause.
No.
Zika. That was the disease I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay. Zika.
Remember the Zika?
Yeah.
Had something to do with don't let pregnant people be around it?
Yeah. And they still
mosquitoes, too. So it has nothing to do with the cold.
Wait a minute.
Is it pregnant people?
Well, yeah.
I'm confused. It causes deformities.
It was passed by mosquitoes.
Yes, that's correct.
I didn't say how you get it. I said, but they didn't want pregnant people around it because your babies will have cone heads, right?
Cone heads?
Yeah.
Yes, you'll have cone heads.
Oh, God. Smart.
I can't.
Oh. Yeah.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Totally wrong.
I would say wrong.
Yeah. Just offhand.
Cone head reference. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you why I thought about Zika. Zika was the disease that messed around with pregnant women. Bad, bad, bad. I don't like it, and I'm not happy about that. But this coronavirus is getting with my beer. See, I'm going to have to cut you now. Yeah, you're messing with my beer.
Really? So, it's interfering with beer?
Well, not his brand, but it's getting too close.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Corona.
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 Listen, being the resident comedian on the show, Dr. Calvin Clark, wasn't that a funny joke?
Yes, it really was.
Yeah. What did he say?
Wow.
That the coronavirus is messing with his beer because the word corona is in it.
Corona.
Very good.
Yeah, he tied two things together
and
made one funny thing.
He's never done that before, I don't think.
Yeah. It's really good.
Tina, did you get it?
Really, really good.
I got it.
Yeah.
LOL, LOL.
That ship has sailed.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on, let's back this truck up a little bit.
What?
The voice of reason did an LOL.
He did LOL. Yeah. I know.
IRL.
And he doesn't even.
LOL, IRL.
And he carries a flip phone.
Right, I'm saying, have you ever typed LOL on your phone?
Flip phones are back, the razor.
No, I never have.
No.
I've never done it on the internet either.
No.
Like, what have you not done on the internet?
Yeah.
What have you not done
on the internet?
Typed in LOL.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, you know what we do, ladies and gentlemen? We sit around here and we talk about what? Three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh, yeah, get our weekend, get down on there. Yeah, so.
That's a lot of hip thrusting.
No, I'm sorry.
I know.
Medical term is pelvic thrusting.
I sat next to him, too, unfortunately.
I know. Yeah.
That was at eye level, too. I saw it.
It's pelvic thrust, okay?
You know, I thought it was more of a joyous thing, not a sexual thing.
Oh, no, it was pure joy.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, everybody who was in eye shot level.
The only reason anybody thought sexual was because. It was Spike, you know.
Oh.
What?
Well, you're just dancing joyously, but the girls, of course, instantly thought.
You're right.
You know.
It
was you.
zipper action everywhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
What?
Also, well, let's go ahead and finish out topic. Finish out our business by talking about our sponsors.
All right.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, so now we have all housekeeping out of the way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so now we're about to do some award-deserving
programming.
Programming, yeah. But before we do that,
what?
One more housekeeping.
What?
This is a caller-driven show.
Oh, no, don't mention that at all. Really? Okay.
You can always participate and play on the call by giving us a call at... I said call too many times. You can always participate on the show by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. Once again, that's 813-699-3900. We are a caller-driven show. You guys call and drive the show.
Oh, you know what's going to happen?
What?
The toilet flusher is going to call, and we're all going to get to hear a toilet flush again. You know.
But you have to look at the glass half full.
Or the toilet.
Toilet overflowed.
Yeah. Where's the plunger?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what it is... You have to.
That's what we need. We need a plunger. Yes.
No.
That would solve everything.
Okay, I'm going to give y'all some little knowledge of nuggets here. In
here
every
go.
Life, some trees must fall.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. What was that? Oh.
Just listening to the words.
Too many have
wisdom.
Fallen in mine.
Yeah.
And so what that means is, you know, once a tree falls.
Right.
You need. Dead.
You need.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Once a tree
keep
falls, you need cheddar biscuits.
No. No. Oh, I got a good one.
What?
No.
Another day has been untouched by poison. Mm. Am I just too deep for y'all?
Way too deep.
No, I'm just too deep. All right,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, in case you're out there listening.
I didn't get that at all.
Well, he's been extremely lucky.
See? The voice is the reason we're here.
He hasn't been poisoned.
They keep trying to poison him. Keep trying to poison him.
They do?
But. He got through another day.
We'll succeed tonight.
Untouched.
Let's right, finish please. That drink.
Okay. Yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, I can get rid of this. I'm not buying that anymore.
I'd like a Mai Tai for Spike.
All right. So let's go ahead and do what we normally do around here.
What do
here.
We do now?
Let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh. Here comes a topic on the Spike and the Mike. Show.
Instantly.
Being a caller-driven show, we have to let the callers drive the show. Yeah. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How are you sticking?
Hello?
I'm stuck like a dirty rash.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Why do I have a rash?
No, not you. He's stuck like a dirty rash.
Who said you had a rash?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want something you want to tell
out.
Us?
This raises a lot. Now it's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Talk about it.
I'm going to CVS and get some cream. Mm-hmm. Boston, Sean, well, how are you sticking? How's the weather up there in Boston? You don't know?
Chilly.
Right there. I'm sorry, what would you say?
It's a little chilly.
Oh, yeah. We don't like that down here.
And when I say chilly, it's cold as
chilly.
Fudge.
Heck. All get out.
Really? Oh, you think it's cold? Right now, we're busting, what, about 70, 69 over here?
No, it's a little lower today.
Like
it's
than that.
It's about 61.
You better put your jacket and scarf on.
Yes.
Yeah, or 62?
The weather report says that it's 63.
And there's a heater above our
yes.
head.
It's glowing.
Really?
Thank you, goodness. The
Weather Channel says
right
62.
Right now, it's a warm we'll 39. It was in the early low 30s earlier.
Oh. Yeah, damn.
I'm jealous.
39 is still good. It's not frozen.
Hey, it's 17 here, centigrade. For those listening in Canada right now.
So Boston Sean, Tiffany says she's jealous. She wants to come up there and stay with you in cold weather.
I really didn't say all of those things.
I'm pimping her out, all right?
Damn. As long as I get 90%.
Oh, speaking of which, before I forget, which I normally do, can you squeeze into an XL?
Oh, my.
Me?
Yes.
XL what?
Actually, I've dropped 15 pounds, so possibly.
Mm. Oh, man.
I was just wondering. No reason.
So it's T-shirt time?
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to get on the spikeonthemic.com website. No, you don't. Just text me your address, because you might be something good in your
Wait
Christmas deal.
All this time, you don't have his address?
I don't know.
No. I've given it to him a few times, but he don't want to keep it. I can't blame him. I mean, he'll never come up to this white part of the country. But
hold on a second. Did you say white part?
No.
He said wide part.
You racist bastard.
You got dang right. There's no freaking tall people in Boston, is there? Unless they're playing sports.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
No, I've been
not
to Boston.
Not in the town that I live in, but there are plenty in Boston.
I've seen Cheers. They had one guy on there one time, and he was the postman.
He was a higher up in the post office.
But he was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so you got one guy that...
Frickin' Massachusetts Democrats.
Yeah, he was Cliff's supervisor.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He was a big dude too.
Okay, we all big. Come on, you heard the roof? Yeah. Not the roof. What thing called the rumor?
Bike.
Myth. That's it. The myth.
The myth.
Yeah.
The roof.
You know what?
No, it is a myth.
Most of them, I believe it from Spike, but you, I'm not that sure. Yeah. You can go white in you than you do the black. You can go shorter than you do tall.
Oh my damn! If you wasn't in Boston, it'd be me and you right now.
Whoa.
Was that a threat on the internet?
That was.
That sounded sexual.
Totally valid.
I called to ask a question.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
When did Spike become so philosophical? I can't even think of the word.
Yeah, me either.
Philosophical.
What?
Philosophical.
That's why I love you.
Oh, thank you.
The brains of the operation.
Yeah, but he's not the reason we're here.
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you wondering, when did I become so philosophical?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, you ever heard of brains and beauty?
Yeah, you can't have it all.
Yeah, because you ain't get either one.
Well, but.
Oh, man.
Okay, you're right. I have no idea. I love you back. But see, this is the reason. This is the problem here.
Right.
This is a caller-driven show, and Boston is driving the show, and we have all this talent here
that
just has no input on this. So, Boston, I'm going to put you on the spot. Describe Tiffany to me.
Oh, yeah.
What just happened?
Wait, let me hear the voice.
Tiffany, say something.
Let me hear the voice.
Hello, Clarice.
Clarice.
Go ahead.
She... We'll say 25-ish.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Starting my Tinder profile as you speak.
Mm-hmm. And
what color's her hair?
5'6"-ish.
What?
5'6"-ish, he said.
5'6"-ish?
Which is the nation's average.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Really.
All right. Well,
we don't care about the weight because, you know.
I do. How much do I weigh?
I'm going to go light brown.
Okay.
Light brown?
What's my bra size? This is the more important things.
That's what Spike wanted to ask.
34C. All right. So now, since you damn fortune teller, describe Tina. Tina, say hello to Boston Sean.
Hello, Boston Sean.
Ooh.
This is one of those shows.
Where are you going to go now?
Yeah.
I feel like we're in the old dating shows.
Yeah.
Behind the wall.
Bob Barker.
I'm behind the wall. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's a doozy.
I don't know. 26.
You can't make me bigger
27.
Or older than her. It would just be insulting.
Wait.
I've got to be 24.
You better just go lower and everything.
My bra size can be bigger.
Yeah, that's bigger bra, lower everything else.
Well, I was going to go 36D on that.
There you go. And I'm 24, so we'll go that.
Yeah.
there we go.
All right. Oh, okay. Gosh. Well, you're a terrible.
You know what? A blonde. I don't friggin' know.
Yeah, you don't. You don't.
Keep your day job.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
Blonde streaks. Did I get the first one right?
No, you got none of them right.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
But that's okay. All of I'll give you the quick quick
Tiffany is 54.
Really? Yep.
And she's got kind of blue hair.
Yeah. And Tina is 55 and no teeth. That's better. Right? That's good for gumming.
That's wrong.
Sorry.
What was that?
This was not show. Sorry, boss. Wow. This is not this kind of show.
Oh, my word.
That kind of show.
Oh, God. All right, you have anything else for us, man? You're killing me.
This reminded me of
I think I'm washed up.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing you did learn is that if Spike's looking...
Have a great show.
Hey, Sean, the one thing you did learn is that if Spike's ever looking for an online ad, that he's looking for someone with no teeth.
Gummers only.
You'll get a lot of applause.
I might know some people up in Maine. I might know some women up in Maine that he might like.
All right. I'll see you in the summer.
Hey, 24.
All right, one...
You know they probably have a website.
No, not one. 24 you got to do.
Oh, that's right, 24.
What the hell is 24?
24. Come on.
Kobe.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, okay. He was 8. All right, whatever. I'm going.
He was 24.
24.
One time, then 24.
Yeah, there was two different numbers.
8-24.
All right,
see ya.
All right, baby boy. Holler back at you. All right, well, listen, we're a call-driven show. That's what we do. We have to drive the show because that's what the people want.
And do we have any idea what it was we were doing before that?
No, do we ever?
We had changed the topic, but then the phone rang.
Yeah, we did do topic changing.
Yeah, but I think we should do it again.
Yeah,
did I ever give the heading of the topic?
No, you didn't. No,
the phone call came right after the music.
Yeah. Okay, well the topic hit it.
Oh, I'll do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. We already did this.
Well, we got a lot of music now.
You're going to say more than that.
Yeah. Well, I like to call this topic, I need to see the evidence. Hold on. I need to see what the fuss is all about.
I need to see the evidence. Hold on. I need to see what the fuss is all about.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So listen, and this will go good for the YY chromosome. I'm sorry, the XX chromosomes that's on the show.
All right. That was good.
Mostly the women's. Right. So, I don't know whether you guys, let's say you had a partner, male or female, and so you wanted to surprise them. So
wait,
a wife.
Wait, you're saying that the women had partners?
The women women's had partners, right?
Okay.
So they want to surprise their partner with some saucy photos.
Okay.
All right.
Boudoir photo shoot.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm available for that.
Are you available?
Model.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea who.
No, I'm not a model.
I'm a boudoir Instagram model.
Oh.
Well.
Me too.
The man, and we'll just call him Cliff, he explained that he was very excited the fact that his wife, his partner, told him that she had a surprise for him when he gets home.
Okay.
Well, once he got home, she handed him a booklet, and they were some booklet of some nice, saucy pictures.
Okay, all right. That's
so as he was thumbing to him, he was pretty good. He was pretty happy about that. Now, my question, is that okay with you ladies?
What?
Tiffany, is that okay that you hand your significant other some saucy pictures?
And he looks at them?
Well, and he enjoys them?
Yeah. I mean,
I hope
to God he does. If not, we got a problem.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right, Tina's?
Yeah. I think that's the whole point of it was to give it to him.
Or I'll tell it.
Dr. Pam Clark, you were looking a little confused.
Well, again,
he's looking at my pictures.
He's looking at Tiffany's pictures.
Yeah.
And so he's
and I wasn't enjoying them. No, I'm just kidding. No, I as usual I'm confused by the setup. The question is the woman gives her partner a book of pictures and enjoys them and is that okay with the woman?
Yeah.
Why would she have another reaction?
Yeah, I want everyone I'm assuming everyone's going to agree that's okay.
She gave him the book of pictures.
Yeah, book of pictures.
They were
why would she not
her.
Be happy about that?
Well, he'd be happy about it.
Yeah.
Okay, but what you said was she gives him the pictures, he's enjoying them, and then you ask the ladies, would you be happy with that?
Yeah.
That your man enjoying them.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay.
Voice of reason, you believe that too, correct?
I'm sure there's a catch here. There's like saucy pictures of him and another girl taken by her detective hiree. Here are some saucy pictures.
I think you've lived through this before.
Yeah, really. I don't think
this is a little too on the nose.
Smart.
Well, I mean, again, I mean, was it another guy who took them? Was this something from before? Ooh. Was this something from like 3 years ago that, oh, yeah, I took these four.
My ex, you can have them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, here you go.
PWs.
She had no idea was taking those pictures. Why are you bringing this up?
All right. So here's the deal. She gave him a book. She gave her
Snifficus.
Okay, so we're going to be all. Stay on track.
Oh, my God.
Stay on the track.
Well, you are. The
Ucker
track.
Snifficus Upker.
She
what
gave
about Snifficus Upker?
She gave her significant Upker.
He gave her Snifficus.
So obviously, that's what it is.
Yeah.
She gave her significant other a book of pictures of her and some racy
poses,
poses, right? He loved them.
Sure.
Okay. Great.
But then homeboy asked the question, who took these?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm. So he said, did you take them? Her answer was no.
No, of course not.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
And then he asked, did a woman take them?
Yes.
Same answer.
No, no. Right. You just say yes.
No.
No matter what, you just
now,
say yes.
Oh, he'll find out.
Lisa went to a professional photographer to surprise this cat.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And they had the great lighting and the great posing and all that kind of good stuff. Well, he loved the pictures. Then he found out that she went to a professional photographer to see that.
Right.
He hit the fan. He hit the ceiling.
What?
He got mad. Okay, so I forgot my audio.
Got it.
He hit the ceiling fan.
Yeah, really.
He hit the fan.
So now she's all bent out of shape.
I know it.
Did we do topic changing already?
Oh, no.
So my question now to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers and Tina, because now you're a legal riffraff in the shipping containers. Do you think that Bob should be upset now about that?
Sounds like she's got a controlling significant other. I think it would have been more funny if she was like, my boyfriend took the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have hurt. Yeah.
That's a professional photographer. That's
Really?
You got bigger problems.
Tiffany?
I mean, is he stupid?
Yeah, seriously.
Sounds like he's stupid.
Seriously, get over yourself. Appreciate the nudity.
This is the problem with the world. Yes. They don't appreciate things.
Who takes the pictures of the pictures he looks at online? Does it matter?
Wait a minute. Who said anything about nudity?
Yeah, there was a nudity.
It was lingerie.
Of course it was nudity.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really.
I'm sure there's a nip or something.
Yeah, really.
I think we need to see these.
They were saucy, saucy.
I have done it before, and if you get jealous, you... I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Okay, so now doing some research, you taking professional photos of yourself in saucy situations and gave them to someone else?
Yeah.
So what about the person who took the pictures? Did you kill them?
No, I didn't kill them. They're actually...
She probably paid them.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
They're online.
Google it.
Yeah, they're online. I'm sure the photographers sell them.
Right. So, PW.
Taylor was in them.
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
If she lets me take them, yes.
Smart.
Nudes of you.
Well, I was going to say, did she say anything to you when you were taking the pictures? And that's why you got your camera, right?
Yes, really. All right, let's just get the train on the track. Voice of Reason.
We're on the Ucker track?
How you feel about it?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. It just...
What?
Like a crazy situation. I was assuming it was a lingerie thing, like glamour shots. You said two saucies, though, right?
With the flip phone.
Yeah.
The 80
No, like, I assume saucy was a lingerie.
Yes.
Okay, there was a collection of seductive snaps and a few nudies.
Okay, well, she shouldn't have done that. That's just crazy. Those pictures.
No, why shouldn't she have done
that? They can end up anywhere. You never, ever let anybody take...
Welcome to the social media world.
I did it right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did it one time.
Right. And they were all over the internet.
Oh, other people
broke it.
But other people's heads on my body.
That's okay. All right. So now, Tina, how you feel about the man getting mad and running out the door? Or did you just? You already answered that, didn't you?
Yeah. But
God.
He's got an insecure man. He's got problems.
Yeah.
Once those pictures hit the internet, she'll find a new man.
Let's
be all right.
Siri, it'll be
okay,
good.
Girl.
Dr. Kevin Clark, what'd you say about that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, she's given the significant other, the pictures, she's not putting them out for other guys. She made a all point right. of making this for her man.
All right.
If
right?
that doesn't make him feel secure, then he's got serious problems.
So what gives yeah. her the
okay? He's the one putting them on the internet.
Yeah. But what gives her the okay to go take new pictures in another?
How about the fact that she can do whatever she wants?
Yeah. Her body.
Now, wait that? A second here, because you, I mean, just using this argument, because what about abortion? You don't think a woman has a right to do what she wants?
Uh-oh, here yeah. we go.
You do? Oh, then why can't she just take no nude photos? She doesn't have the right to do what she wants.
Didn't I tell you to go earlier?
7:07.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, good point. That's smart. Let me think about that.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, you're as pro choice as anyone, so.
But they don't
Wait. Can we savor that? You saying Schmatz had a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dump that.
Come
dump
on, let's savor that. Yeah.
So, everybody here is okay with the fact that she went and got saucy new pictures taken by another man.
Or yes. Mm-hmm. Especially
a man doing his
if
job.
If we get copies.
That she yeah. paid him to do as a gesture of kindness to her significant other.
Why do you think PW took up photography?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, let's get something on the calendar.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on a second. I got a camera.
It just got awkward.
Let me go to Publix and buy one of them paper cameras.
Yeah.
Okay, let's. No.
They autofocus them. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, you
really.
You got to get one of those ones you still wind up.
In. Yeah, really. I think Eckers can develop them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and just say that I'm assuming that everyone on the panel thinks that it was okay for her to go out there and get a man yeah. to look at her naked.
What about, I mean, seriously, if would you be mad?
If I went and took pictures?
Not you.
No, if you're
myself,
you gave you a book of naked pictures.
And a woman didn't take it, or
no,
a mama,
guy,
or
a heterosexual guy took the picture.
Would you not be grateful for the naked photos or not?
Do we even know?
Get over the photographer.
Though. Oh,
let's assume it's the most heterosexual guy that took the pictures. It doesn't make
it
doesn't
matter. A guy all green, all oiled
yeah,
up,
like
with chest muscles
up.
Everywhere, 16
yeah.
L.
Like just the guy that played Aquaman.
Pretend it was Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. He knows a little bit about photography.
And he took pictures of my girl, and yeah. and then she gave them to me and said, hey, look at these. Look at the work that Jeremy does.
Exactly. Yeah, you have a problem with that?
Would you want to see a check for the that she paid to the professional photographer?
Did you go and come back that quick? Oh, yeah. Good God. I'm sorry. Well, yes, I would.
You'd want to see where she paid him.
Mm-hmm.
With money.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't want to see.
Wait a second. Would you like to see these pictures of your wife?
I don't like to be Sarah significant. What's not Sarah significant? That
he doesn't.
Word.
He doesn't. Don't no. show him.
Yeah. Really.
Okay.
I don't want to be. It's a word that sounds like. Never mind. I don't want to be hypocritical.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I was gonna say it start with an S, but I don't think it does. Does it?
Doesn't. No.
I think he's
hypocritical
fine.
Does not start with an S.
As long as the pages weren't sticky when he got the book, he shouldn't be complaining.
Exactly.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. I want to apologize.
There's only one way to take that, unless you're a moron.
Whoops. Chris.
Sorry.
Whoops.
Okay. Well, she got mad, stormed out the house. He got
she
mad.
Be mad.
He got mad and said, I don't know what she's mad about. I don't want her being exposed to other people.
She went straight over to the photographer to let him enjoy him.
That'd be the good response.
Said, pull these up. All right, well, let's go ahead and topic change the music.
I wouldn't advise women to do that.
Here we go another topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, this is another adult conversation I'm going to have with you guys, all right?
Oh, no.
Jeez. Is it about no teeth?
Yeah, well, close.
Oh, man. Right.
The University of...
Of College.
Oh, God, I left it out.
University of College.
There's a college that did a study. I don't know if I'm going to do this one.
Oh, what are you talking about? You just started this
just
one.
Just finish it.
All right. I need to call this topic called Ready, Set, Go.
Ready, Set, Go.
They did a study of 500 couples, right? And they want, you know, there's a question about the chicken and the egg, which came first.
Right.
And why did the chicken cross the road and all that good
sure,
stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there was a study done by this university, by Dr. Zernick.
Zernick.
Yeah. They decided.
And he started chickens.
They did it. They did a study to find out.
And he watched the road.
The average time it takes for inkering.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me explain what inkering. Inkering is when
you know what inkering is.
Inkering is like you're in the bed. Inker.
Why are you straining so hard?
You should get those box springs fixed.
Yeah.
And so, question to the legal riffraff and shipping
containers. I
got to
get a sound effect of the actual springs. Yes. Yeah.
They said, what do you think that the average inkering time is? And this is an adult conversation.
Oh, okay.
So I'll start out with my YY chromosomes.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. 35 minutes.
Tina.
I know.
I was going to say 35 minutes, actually.
Yeah. Mm. Tiffany's?
There you go. Yeah.
But, I mean.
That's from getting it to getting it out. Getting it in and getting it out.
That's very generous time.
Oh, 35.
Yeah.
From my experience.
Including talk? Including talk?
I mean, not my.
Okay, no. Just give me, what do you think the average time
we
is?
We need that Boston caller
gonna,
to call
I'm
back now.
Go ahead and say 3 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what, Tiffany? After the show's over, we're going to go hang out.
Yeah, really? Dr. Calvin Clark?
No, but at least a 5 minuter.
What's
Thank
on TV?
You.
What's that?
What's on TV?
What's on TV while this is happening?
Cheers. In the commercial?
Yeah. Because if it's a ball game, you might get 35, 45 minutes. Yeah. If it's the Victoria's Secret Runway show, 2 minutes might be might be a stretch.
All right, Smuts.
You said, what is the average time from the University of College? How many people did they interview?
500.
Is this college students, by the way? Because there's a difference.
No, they did. Did they
break it down, men, women, even, the question?
Was there medicine involved?
Of course they did.
It doesn't.
It's a legitimate study.
If they ask men, they're going to say, 25 minutes.
No, okay. Yeah,
if they ask women, it's like, as Tiffany said, three to 5 minutes.
All right. I'm gonna help you out.
I was
what they
very
did.
Generous.
They got 500 couples, and they said we want to do this right in the interest of science.
All right.
They gave them all stopwatches, and they.
I want to say Tiffany's probably right.
I want to do this study
in the interest of science. Yeah. They said when you do it, hit the clock. When you done. Hit the clock.
Does this include foreplay or is it?
Yeah. What is
intercourse?
When does start?
The start is when you
decide
when you dive
you
in.
Enter.
Oh, when you enter.
When you pass the gate.
I gotta redo my time.
Oh, okay.
20 seconds.
She beat it up a little.
Sheesh.
I'll say the average time they're saying is 5 minutes is what they'll say.
No.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
No, that's crazy.
PWs?
No. I originally said 35 minutes. I'm more with Tiffany.
Yeah.
Was Viagra involved?
Yeah.
No.
35 seconds, maybe.
These are people from the ages of 60 to 18, and they gave them money and clocks because they said men will lie.
I'm changing my time. Well, you added a 60-year-old in there and an 18-year-old. I need a good, strong, solid 25 to 35-year-old average.
Right.
I don't know about
that. Yeah, he can go at least a minute.
Yeah, at least a minute.
Hold on a second. Why you got...
Minute.
No, hold on a second. They stop the clock when explosion happens.
Yeah.
It could go for a female, too. It's not necessarily the guy. Explosion happens on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, because the women are always
35 minutes
first.
Total.
No explosion.
Yeah. 5 minutes for the guy, 25 minutes for the woman.
Yeah.
There we go.
Whoa. All right, voice of reason?
I'm going to say maybe 4 minutes, and it seems like two.
He's got a ticket. Sounds accurate.
Oh, yes.
No.
I was going to do the B report. Yeah.
But after the study has shown.
That's a little dry. They might want to go and get that. Yeah. That's a little dry.
Oh.
Ouch.
Whoa, what the?
Sounds like 20 seconds to me.
Yeah.
Sounds painful. Painful.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
really.
Somebody get the lube.
I know something.
Well, the study found that out of the sexy time, lasts anywhere between 33 seconds and 44 minutes.
No.
See?
No, come on.
So, coming up with a medium average of 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
44 minutes, you're watching a porno film.
By yourself.
5 minutes and 44 seconds. So
yeah. I can tell you at 5 p.m., when it's been a week, it's probably about 2 minutes. Then it's about 20 minutes at night, and then the next morning it's about 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. New married couples, 44 minutes. Married for 10 or 15 years or longer, it's the 33 seconds. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay, so let's, out of 500 people, we're going to go with 5 minutes. We okay with that? Did everybody say?
On top or bottom?
Oh, my God.
True.
Listen,
very
you guys are missing the point. No,
and is
this
there
is science.
A condom or not?
That's
this
true.
Is science.
That's true.
No.
All right, wait, wait. Can I give you a real, true life experience?
Oh boy.
Oh yes.
I feel like I'm not old enough to hear this.
All right,
yeah,
here
really.
We go.
Yeah,
here we go. I had been
drinking,
trying to get through. Oh no.
You got
trying
fat,
to get through
fingers.
To this woman. For a long time.
He did a photo shoot for her.
Exactly. Serious. I did a photo shoot. I did everything. And then finally, she said yes. And that was pretty much all it took. It was over right then and there. Yeah.
So you're on the other side of the spectrum.
No, totally. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like
what I'm
that
doing,
second.
What the Spike on the Mic show is doing is answering that age-old question about the chicken and the egg and crossing the road. Now, if you
it was the man.
If you ever anywhere and you and they ask the good medium standard time a good five of inker. All right,
seconds.
Yeah,
no, 5 seconds. Minutes
5 seconds.
5 minutes and 4 seconds.
I've got advice for all these women that have on the 5 second spectrum.
It should
leave
be enough time.
Stop
your
talking
man. Say
stop
inker,
talking
inker.
Leave your man.
No, it's no. Not listen. These
it
also
should be long enough to say inker. That's enough.
Oh. God, you guys are weak.
It's a disgrace.
Listen, there's stuff to do.
There's stuff to do?
Yeah, really. You know how much you can get done?
I've
you ever heard of the Marines?
You know what
I have a technical question for you.
Yeah.
Do you stop the watch when you change positions?
No. Oh, that's a good fair question.
No.
Yeah, because you're stopping the act.
You want a longer time, you better keep that thing going.
Yeah.
No, you better stop it and then hit it again.
But for the sake of accuracy,
you should
stop when you're not actually doing the act.
Well, you're not together.
If you're repositioning, you have to stop it.
Who has to stop if you're repositioning?
This way didn't work. Now we're going
to
start over.
Not all the time.
Sometimes you do.
Only when you got stuff to do.
When you got stuff to do, you definitely have to disconnect.
Yeah, you've got to disconnect.
Yeah.
Why?
All right.
I always bring this. Why y'all
clothes aren't going to go from the washer to the dryer by themselves.
No.
Yeah, really. And who in the hell going to make that sandwich?
Not with those new stains. Time to get it in the wash.
But why are y'all poo-pooing on science? I'm giving y'all actual science. This has been a study that's been proven.
I live it in real life.
That's right.
I know, but
also, we hate it when you try to give us science.
Yeah. And since when is like asking 500 couples science?
These are the wrong couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because it's
what's
like
the science involved there?
The science is they got 500 unknown people.
They should do 500 people.
It's a random. That's what I was thinking. Random sample. They get 500 random samples and say, "Hey, here's a watch. Here's a watch. Here's a watch. Here's a watch.
Samples."
If they do 500 people who aren't inkering and time how long it takes them, you could have days and weeks and months.
Well, they don't count because you fill out the questionnaire.
Or you could have 5 seconds. It could go, there's
too many factors in that inkering. Were they drinking? Because inkering.
Were they drinking? Right. Were they intoxicated?
That's right.
You know, we did have a science study on this show here prior to it. You just didn't know. Would it be more than 2 or 3 times that Spike would say, significant ucker? Hey, it was over 3. That's science. That's science. We asked. It was a survey there. We knew it.
So I don't understand.
This show is always science.
I do my best to
Ucker.
Ucker.
We know. You do your best.
I do my best to give
that's
you guys
true.
Knowledge of nuggets and let y'all just poo-poo on it.
That's true.
No, but now
you
I can
do the best you can.
Thank you, boys. What I think that you guys are going to drive.
It's not good enough, though.
You guys are going to be driving along in your travels, in your world travels. You're going to think. Okay, I got 5 minutes.
I'm going to count the inkers.
You got 5 minutes. Tiff, you got 5 minutes now.
That's a waste of 5 minutes.
No, it's the purpose. Because explosion is the object.
Explosion?
That sounds awful.
That's not a scientific term.
God. Okay, see here what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to filibuster.
That's a euphemism at best.
I'm trying to filibuster because I got a topic change. We need to do topic changes.
I know.
Oh, you want us to pad time.
Okay.
Yeah. So
at the same time, there are other things that we could talk about.
Like, no, we're still on this topic.
This seems a little raunchy.
Okay, so...
I love it.
It's raunchy.
Yeah, isn't this topic, don't you feel like it's kind of a sexual
It needs to be
topic?
Talked about.
Right, it needs to get out there because...
It's an adult discussion.
How many people
and
wonder...
America is
Let's
depending
figure
upon
out how
us.
To solve yeah. this five-second problem.
No, babe, it's 5 minutes.
No, it's 5 seconds. She was right.
No.
See what happens when you bring science up? You open yourself
need
up.
A solution, America.
solution.
I'm running for office.
No, you guys don't understand.
Here, I've got it for you. Think about baseball. That'll, distract you and add to your time.
That's not a good topic because it's off season.
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do between December and March?
Oh, think about basketball.
Oh, yeah, bring in Kobe. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Way to just go.
Way to go, Clark.
Boom, boom, boom.
You people are turned on by some weird things.
All right. No, we're going to topic change the music without the music, all right?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let's.
I can do it.
We could just do it ourselves.
Oh, you know.
Nope,
that doesn't sound. Hit topic change the music.
All right. Please.
Here's another dirty topic on the Sex on the Mic show. Boom, boom.
No, I'm figuring all you guys are going to give me your real opinion on this one. This one is...
We have been giving you our real opinions.
Totally
no,
real.
Because there's no way in the world that Tiff and Tina agree with 5 seconds.
I don't agree.
They don't agree with it.
They don't agree with it.
They put up with it.
Whoa, everybody talking at one time.
That's
what?
My most recent experience.
Those are the sad, sad facts. We don't agree with
Your
that.
Your story at 33 seconds to 44 minutes. So how is it off when she says 20 to 30 seconds?
Yeah.
It's true.
Because the average is 5.
But you're talking
And well, average, but you know what? Average doesn't matter. It's what is the earliest, what is the latest.
Didn't he hit the boom, boom, boom button?
Yeah,
you did.
That was a false alarm.
But hey, you know what?
But didn't you bring it back up?
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
Who are you?
The voice of reason. Supposedly.
The reason we're here, right there.
Yeah, really.
Sets you straight.
All right, I like to call this topic here, I'm just doing my job. All right, so now you guys got to tell me, this guy named Mark, we just call him E because I can't pronounce the last name, Ingalio.
Right.
Mark Ingalio.
Ingalio, where he was stuck at a service station.
Okay.
Because he got a new job and he was trying to buy some gas and his job deposited the money into this bank.
Okay.
And they put a freeze on his bank account because his new job, everything came out of it. And so he
His ATM card just
didn't work. So he called the bank, the 800 number, and said, "Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
What's going on here?" She says, "Oh, your bank is frozen, blase, blase." So they worked with him for about an hour. And then Lisa said, "I'll tell you what I'll do." She called her. She said, she put the guy on hold, talked to her supervisor. Supervisor says, "Okay, you can go ahead and help him out." She drove to the bank because she knew where he was.
You did this story last week.
She drove to the gas station?
Drove to the gas station. I did. And
no, we didn't.
He did not do this.
No. Yes, sorry.
Yes. What happened?
I've never heard of anything.
She got
so
fired
stupid.
Because it was she broke the rules by going and divulging where all this stuff. You're not supposed to go help.
Wow, I did. That's exactly what the story is, but I don't remember doing this.
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Yes, he did. Well, how do I know?
Are you on another show? Are you
because you read it somewhere?
No, I don't know this. I mean, come on, seriously.
No, apparently
somewhere up.
I don't think we did it here either.
Apparently, Bill Schmatz was the only one here last week.
Yeah,
the guy needed help for $20 or whatever it was.
Yeah, you reading this?
No, I swear I not. He needed help for $20. He called the bank. She said she did something, and he couldn't get to it in time. So she was close by, so she left the call center.
Nice enough to give her some.
She left the call center and gave him $20 herself, and she ended up, everything was great. And then when they found out that she left, the place of employment, she got fired.
All right, let me ask
you,
Bill.
I swear this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah, Bill, it's my first time hearing Bill, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Is this the only podcast you do?
It is the only podcast I do.
How could you know this?
I'm telling you, he did this story.
No, we were all here last week.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
No, we were all here 2 weeks ago.
I'm telling you,
we were all here 3 weeks ago.
Never done it before in my
life. We've never heard this show before.
Tiffany, you ever heard this show? Oh, who's Tiffany? That's right. One of y'all.
Who's Tiffany?
Who's Tiffany?
One of y'all. Look,
5 seconds later.
All right, so maybe it did happen last week.
Hey, PW, you know what? Since Smots knowed it all, let's do Bow Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, if you want to.
Let's try this. Okay, let's hit it. Okay, first of all, what are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen?
Go ahead. Tell us.
We're going to just improvise and improv this god dang show. This music here. And I need you guys to do your part and get it done. PW, you get to start it out.
Right.
Just listen. Everybody's got a part to do. Bow Wow. Everybody, come on, give me some Bow Wow. And Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Bow Wow.
And one more.
Hey. And Bow Wow. All right. I'm gonna bring it in.
All right, go ahead.
Watch this, hit me. Zabuba papa. Zabuda diha. Kama kama sama umakumwa.
Yeah,
I know her name. I call her Lisa. That's what I say. Cause it's all the same. Bow Wow.
Oh yeah.
Hey, and Bow Wow. And Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
The voice of reason, you ready? And Bow Wow.
All right, go ahead. This is the voice.
Hit it.
Sitting here having a beer with my friends on Spike on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
It's something you would like.
Yeah.
You should
Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you pulled it off. And Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Dr. Captain Clark, you ready? Come on,
sure.
Hold on. Here we go.
Bow Wow.
And Bow Wow. Oh, hit it. Hit it.
I'm going downtown. Gonna buy an evening gown. Gonna make me frown. Cause I'm gonna put it on.
Hey. All right, smash you next. And Bow Wow. Not yet, not yet. Hold on, here you coming.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. All right, go ahead, smash. Hit it.
Arf, arf.
He's going to get the bridge. Here it comes.
Here we come, here we go.
That's what the dog says.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Arf, arf. Instead of Bow Wow.
Instead of Bow Wow.
That's all it is. It's arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf. See? Look. The knowledge right here.
Bow Wow. Arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
All right. Tiff. Tiff, come on.
Come on.
Bow Wow. You ready?
I'm musically challenged.
Here we go.
Hit it.
Hit what?
Sing.
Hit what?
Something.
No,
hum.
Oh, sing it.
Freestyle.
Hit it. Come on. You hear it? Hit me.
Oh, no.
Tater, you can do it.
Sing.
Oh.
Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tina,
yeah.
You need to bring it home, girl.
Bow Wow.
All right, everybody. You ready? Ready? Hold on a second. And Bow Wow.
Everybody.
Bow Wow.
Bow
Wow.
Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
Bow
Wow. Tiffany, come in now?
Yeah.
And Bow Wow. Hold on, here we go.
Here we go.
Hit it. Go ahead.
Bow.
In the mic.
Bow Bow. Bow Bow.
Check it out.
I'll be like an Asian who's singing the blues.
Bow Wow.
There we go.
I'm not really.
really sure what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Wow, wow.
It's okay, because I'm passing it back to you.
And bow wow, she give it back to me. That's what I do. Shoulders, the music going out.
Bow wow.
We did it.
Yeah, Tater.
Bow wow. Thank you. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Bow wow.
All right, do we need to scold Tiffany? What happened? Why you?
No, we don't. We don't. We put her on the spot.
Don't let her lie.
I am a professional lip singer.
Yeah, she does do lip syncing.
Yeah, she does. Gummy style.
Oh.
Exactly, gummy style. And I last longer than 5 seconds.
Hey, Mr. Right. Boston, you should call back.
Yeah, really, really. He has a different impression of her, though.
Yeah.
You know, he sees her as 52 with big hips.
Well, now, thanks to you.
Hippie. Yeah, really.
That should be a regular feature.
Throwing in the bow wow?
Yeah. The bow wow, yeah.
I'm going to practice my lyrics for next time I come on the show.
Yeah,
I
mean, you sort of sprung that on us with like zero warning.
Hold on a second.
Exactly.
Can we start again?
Isn't everything sprung on you?
Let's do the boudoir
photo. You didn't even explain the concept. You just started playing the music, and we had to figure out on the fly. I thought we did pretty good, considering.
I need time to prep for my performance.
You had prep. You had Spike, PW, that guy there. I forgot y'all name.
Oh, wow. You had Tater?
We'll wear name tags next time.
I think the music was questionable, though. There's a lot of things you could pair with that music, so.
Yeah.
No.
Bow wow. Bow wow.
Yeah, bow wow.
All right, Tater. Tiffany, bow wow is real quick. Hit it.
All right, here we go.
Bow wow.
On
bow
beat,
wow.
Though. On beat. Here we go.
Bow wow.
Bow wow.
Now, dibba dibba dibba. No, now y'all doing the chorus.
I'm not a jazz beatboxer.
Okay, you a rapper?
You can be a resident white rapper. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm a lip.
You're right. Dibba dibba bop bop. Zap boo bop bee.
I don't zip zap or zippity doo da anything.
Yeah. You should.
Oh, come on. Zippity doo da fit perfect.
Exactly.
Listen, you give me a good song and I will just lip sync the hell out of it.
No, lip sync isn't going to work for us.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
This is radio.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lamento.
Oh, yeah.
See, look at that. Look at
give that girl
Taylor
some
is ready to do it. Yeah. Her name ain't Taylor, is it?
Oh, my God. Taylor.
Zip, bop, bop.
Zip, bop, bop.
It works.
All right, I want to just say thank you to everybody who bow wow.
Whatever.
Everybody who was able to bow out. And to be able to pick it up. Tina was able to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
Asians aren't really good
She's
at the
an Asian beatboxer.
I know. A little, I try.
No. But hold on a second. Was it hard to figure out what we were doing?
No.
No, it wasn't hard to figure it out.
Yeah.
Voice of Reason, was it hard to figure out what we were doing?
No, it was very easy to figure out what you guys were
Tiffany!
What?
Why me?
I was just wondering why.
Well, it's a lot of reasons.
Why all the zippity doodahs?
We don't know words. It just goes with the beat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Bow wow. Yeah.
Clark bought a dress and he was frowning.
Yeah, I know.
I was forced into being a drag queen.
But I was there earlier when he did that.
Mine was
Wait, I missed it.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm sorry.
When I went to the bathroom, Clark was in a dress. Oh, come on.
We should definitely stick to the boudoir photos. I think that would be our thing.
Boudoir.
We should all have our own photo shoot.
Bow wow.
I agree.
But I would be remiss if I didn't say Smots was Jagged Edge too.
Oh, yeah.
He was
I'm not sure we have time to
totally Mick Jagger.
Say what.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so I got to go around the room and ask what stuck with you tonight. I'll start out with you. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
Well, Tiffany could have just faked a bow.
You know what?
Just like those 5 minutes.
I don't fake anything. Even in 5 seconds.
She's like, I don't even
You're
think
not faking.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a woman right there.
Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
You know, I was actually looking at naked pictures of Tiffany while we were talking about naked pictures.
Spots?
Well, nothing until Clark just said that.
Oh, damn. PW.
I was hoping that no one would talk to me.
All right. I did everybody except for I got my two lovely, talented guests out here. I'll start off with you, Tina. What's up with you tonight?
I don't know. That whole thing about guys average, that's going to stick with me for a while.
Yeah. No, but you know the knowledge now. You know the average. You know the time. Like.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of no's to a lot.
A lot of pressure on the other person now.
I'm not too sure.
Tia, what's stuck with you tonight?
Yeah, what stuck with me is that information has to be completely false. It's full of lies.
I think we should do our own study,
full
to be honest.
Lies.
All of us should go out and do our own study.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for playing. Listen, Bow Wow is everywhere.
Bow Wow.
Going to be our new single. This is Spike on the Mic, and we will see you guys in that many days from now. I'm out. One.
Bow Wow.